Today's episode of Definitely Not for Gambling is brought to you by Seltzer. Seltzer, I hardly know her. Welcome to another episode of Definitely Not for Gambling with your host, Commissioner Bob and
Kirby Tiger.
On today's episode, we're going to be releasing the actual final preseason power rankings. I know I said the other day that I did it then, but
they've been dropped a lot
changed.
In the group.
I'm the commissioner. I do what I want.
They've been dropped a lot in the group. People have been talking about them. Yeah. They seem to change every day. There seems to be no rhyme or reason. Today, we'll go all over everything that goes
we'll
in
give
the power
our
rankings.
Takes on it. We'll give.
Maybe let y'all in on the true power ranking system.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe reveal our secret. Then we'll be talking about, give our week one predictions for each game, talk about each game a little bit, our matchups, and then we're going to go in and talk about our matchup of the week.
We got a good one this week.
We do. So without further ado, let's get into these power rankings. The final preseason power rankings.
All right. As we all know, the season starts on Thursday with Bucks playing the Cowboys,
the
right?
The boys.
Yeah.
We'll start releasing the power rankings every Tuesday once the season starts, so it's not just sporadic.
Alongside the podcast.
Yeah.
As well as starting from here on out, we're going to have some featured hottest 2 minutes in sports.
Yes, featuring your papas, both of them.
Yes, papas.
Fastest 2 minute in football, presented by Papa Sue and Papa Creel.
Yes, so look forward to that next week.
All right, so we're going to start at the bottom. Number 16 in our power rankings. Bye week, Bennett Nease. How do we feel about him being at the bottom?
Well, you know,
he's in your division.
It makes someone's got to be there. And it just happens to be Bennett. Although, being at the bottom of the power rankings, he does have the most...
You've been there before.
I have been there before. I know what it's like. He has been the most sought-after team, I will say, in the preseason trade talks.
All right.
Nobody's yet to make a trade, but Bennett Nease is among most every trade talk.
Yeah.
I will say. Coming in at number 15, we have Chupapi Mignogno, headed by Davis Hatmaker.
Coach Hatmaker.
Coach Hatmaker picked 16. He had the back-to-backs.
He's proven to be better than his pick because he's not...
He has moved up from his pick. So he can only climb from there.
Now we've got 14... WC World Champion Crimpy Tigers. How do you feel about being at 14 in these power rankings?
I feel disrespected, to be frank.
You think last year's champion should always be like a top five team no matter what?
I mean, going in the preseason, the fact that I'm not number one
even,
is just
even
is
after
downright.
Even after your draft?
Just disrespectful. My draft was, I mean, I feel, I'm just disrespect. It's hard to bring other words to my mouth other than I should be number one.
All right.
So fuck that. But, you know, power rankings, the polls are what they are. So, coming to number 13, we got Knoxville's Cock and Balls, headed by Jeffrey.
Rookie Jeffrey.
Rookie Jeffrey. Rookie Jeff, there's some question marks.
That's three of the teams in your division are the bottom four teams. How does that make you feel?
Someone's got to be the worst.
I mean, that's got to be, like, kind of good because... one of your teams is going to make it to the playoffs.
As long as I make it to the playoffs, anything can happen from there.
All right. At number
two. We're just going to have to see. And, you know, this is just the preseason. Things change.
That's true.
People don't.
Okay. Number 12, we have Corb Fucker, who was pick 12 and auto-drafted at that position. Technical difficulties.
Needless to say, he...
I think Ryan's always dangerous. He knows what he's doing.
He's always dangerous. He knows what he's doing.
He's always two steps ahead.
Yeah.
He auto-drafted on purpose, probably.
I mean, he took a running... Like, he got good picks. It was the two
Jonathan
picks.
Taylor and Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, they were auto-drafted. And then from there he picked, and his team's looking good. Number 11, Hud the Stud. Hud had another draft tonight as of the night of recording this. We wish him the best in that draft.
We do.
We hope you all the success in this league. I only imagine you will fall deeper and deeper.
I do too, and you're in my division, so I hope
you
fall
to
the bottom.
I love you, but facts are facts.
Yeah. We've got rounding out your division here. No one cracking the top 10.
This is the top 10. This is the top 10.
Matthew Hunt. Yeah, but he's still double digits. Matthew Hunt has dropped significantly.
I wore number 10 for a couple games. It's a good number.
That's pretty cool. Well, he went from 4 to 6, or 4 to 10. That's 6 spots. That's not pretty cool.
You know, only ground ahead of us to cover for our division. That's what I'll say. You've only got ground to lose.
I got HUD behind me.
So we're going to climb. It doesn't fucking matter.
All right.
Number 9, getting in the top 10, Marvin's Monsters. Marvin's room consists of head coach.
Cue it up, Marvin's Monsters. You're at number 9.
Yeah, cue it up for Marvin's Monsters at number 9. Marvin's room consists of head coach Connor Deck and no one else. He is the helm of that team, and he's leading his boys into the top 10. We'll see what he goes from there. We'll see what trades he gets into. We all know.
And as we get to number 8, who just entered the room, reigning MVP Gauze.
Any words,
you
guys?
Have a statement on this?
At number
8? Being
eight.
Number 8? These are the final power rank. The final preseason power rank.
Well, it would have been incorrect if I hadn't been in the top 10 at least.
All right.
So strong confidence.
Strong words from Mark there.
It's a long season.
It is a long season. Speaking of long, we got the Dallas Neathroats at number 7.
He's moving up. I think he's moved up 7 spots so far.
I mean, he just keeps creeping. Like a
what do they know? What do they know about the Bucks that we don't?
Exactly.
Or
what
do they know about Greg Zuerlein? Greg Zuerlein was offered.
He is an X factor.
He was offered to me in a trade from Dan, but I did not accept.
Greg Zuerlein is most certainly an X factor, along with all of Dan.
Alvin Kamara. Next up, we've got at 6, baby bed disappointment. How do we feel about Baby's team? You think it's going to be a disappointment, like his name suggests?
Well, you know, all roads lead to Rome. So, that being said, I think Baby will remain in the top 10.
You think he's a contender for the playoffs this year?
I don't think 6 is wrong.
All right.
I don't think 6 is wrong. He's got a good team and a great head coach. That leads us into our number 5 team. The number 4 overall pick.
Cracking the top 5.
Yes, we're in the top 5 now. This is where the powerhouse is coming to play. 3 a.m. DaVinci's. I ate DaVinci's when I was with this head coach the last time I saw him.
That's
delicious,
3 a.m.
Delicious pizza.
Gave me heartburn.
Well, the next day is never as good as the night before.
That's
but
true.
That being said, strong team.
Yeah.
About as good as their pizza.
Yeah, about as good as their pizza. And next up at 4, we've got the stinkiest man in the league, who is, I believe, going to stay on our couch this weekend, make it stinky, nice and stinky, the Super Stinkers.
We look forward to having
him. Yeah. How do we feel about the Super Stinkers? He's in the division with John, the original so-called Group of Death.
I mean,
He's the second highest team in there.
He's got high expectations. He likes his yards after contact.
Yeah.
Snake does. Yeah.
All right.
So as long as his boys are strong, his team will be.
He's got the strongest boys, you're saying?
He does. He's got some strong players.
All right.
There we go. Into number 3, Chubb Daddy. Now that's a high ranking. Top 3.
For Andy?
For his draft pick.
That's my defense. Oh, yeah. He drafted at 12.
At 12.
And he named his team after that 12th pick, Nicholas Chubb, who he once FaceTimed at Uptown.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I was with him.
Chubb Daddy.
He was at the combine. Andy goes way back.
He drafted late and he drafted strong, making himself a good contender at 3.
That's all right. And at number 2, someone who also slept on our couch this week, the Fort Worth Wieners, John Creel. He's got a strong team, had the first pick.
Number 1 overall pick.
We're excited to also bring him on as a member of our podcast next week. When
same goes for 3A.
Same, yeah.
We look forward to having them. Fastest papas in sports.
Fastest papas in sports.
That leads us you to take our number one? Preseason power ranking. Commissioner, I hardly know her. Yours truly, Bob.
I mean,
anything you'd like to say as the preseason number one?
It's high expectations, but I think it's. I mean, I don't think the algorithm lies. These are the great rankings.
I mean, how often does one win?
I'm honored to be
probably pretty.
I'm honored to be number one, and stand on this pedestal above the rest of you guys.
Yeah, and that we'll be moving to. Y'all don't want to hear any more of that.
We're gonna go over. Okay, we're gonna go over our every game of week one and give our prediction for what we believe will happen. So.
Week one predictions.
All right.
Brought
to you by DNFG Sportsbook. Place your bets now with Matthew Hunt. We're taking penny bets only.
Matthew Hunt is taking penny bets only.
You can DNFG only bet, Sportsbook. You can only bet up to $1.
Max bet $1.
25 cents is pretty much $25.
25 cents is 25 cents. You heard him say it.
I mean, sure. That's enough for a good time at Sutry's. We can get them as a sponsor. All right, here we go. Week one, game one. We've got yours truly, me. Commissioner, I hardly know her, opening up as a 14.3-point favorite against reigning MVP guys over under 209.5. What are we thinking? I know what I'm thinking.
I actually spoke to Gods earlier, and he said, you know, I'll start 0-1.
That's what you like to hear.
That's a big favorite. Is that the biggest favorite?
It's the
biggest favorite. Favorite
it's the
odds.
Biggest line in sports right now.
Yeah.
Some say.
So I think I'm going to give that one to Bob.
Well, I'm going to give that one to myself.
Only that is solely based off of coach's confidence. And we're going to keep track of these. We're going to have a percentage going.
I'm extremely confident.
Yeah. Confidence is the only thing. I didn't even look at their teams. It's strictly based off of confidence. This is my pick.
All right.
That's how each of these picks are going to go. I'm going to rate each and every one of you as a human being.
All right. I've got the matchup here, so if we have any trouble, we can look at their teams here.
Sweet.
All right. Next up, we've got
teams in front of us.
Corb Fucker.
At
Baby Bed Disappointment. Corb Fucker opens up as a 3.8-point favorite. The over-under on that game is 196.8 points.
That's a closer line.
That's a close game.
Might as well be a toss-up. In terms of our predictions, you can throw the power rankings out the window. I'm just strictly going to go game to game here. Let's see. I'm going to have to go with the man who owns Stephon Diggs this week.
Ryan, he's the favorite.
You know what? That's a lie. I'm going to have to go with the guy who owns Davante Adams. And
he doesn't own Davante Adams. He owns Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones, shoot. That's green.
All right, make your pick, man.
I'll
go ahead and make my pick. I'm going to say Ryan's going to win this game.
I'm gonna go with Baby's Bed Disappointment. Hopefully he will not be a disappointment, but with his tight end, strong running backs.
You think Kyle Pitts will go off? You think he's the guy?
That's what other people have been saying. If anybody's the guy, it's gonna be him.
I do like Baby's running backs.
He's got such good running backs, and Matthew Stafford is a great quarterback. Adam Thielen will probably.
That's
open,
true. I think this.
A
week I think this.
Adam Thielen's going to open his 2021 season with a touchdown.
I think this is a good matchup, and I'm going to say it here. Your lock of the week is the over on this game.
All right.
I think both these teams are scoring over 100 points.
I'm not going to go with maybe lock of the week, but you're looking at the over for these teams. They're projections.
I want the lowest unders. Ignore those projections.
They're smashing them.
All right, let's go to our next game. We've got Chupapi Muñano versus the Fort Worth Wieners, a rematch of last year's first round of the playoffs. Fort Worth Wieners are a 13.2-point favorite, and the over-under is 210.2 points. That's the second biggest line on a game. And
I mean, that's the number 2 overall versus one of the number 15 overall. It's I'm going to go with John Creel opens up his season with a victory.
So, I am going to agree with you there.
It's hard not to pick that. He's got McCaffrey. McCaffrey will
I think Davis will put up
well.
A fight.
Davis will do well. I'm not saying I think that. He I'm might just cover. Saying that week 1 John is going to come out firing.
Yeah, I mean, John's got a pretty solid team. McCaffrey, Jefferson,
he's
AJ,
gonna light it up.
Dak. Yeah, John's got a good team. Alright. Let's move on to the next one here. We've got Hud the Stud versus Dallas Defense. A little Dallas action.
Yeah, a little Texas rivalry.
Fort Worth versus Dallas action. We've got Hud the Stud
River rivalry.
Hud the Stud as a 2.4 point favorite in this game. Over under set at 203.
See, I think this will be a very tight game. This might be one of the tighter matchups we see today.
Interesting thing here, Dan's entire team is almost going to play on Thursday, so we're going to get a pretty good idea of how this game may turn out.
It's the Bucs opening versus the Cowboys. I'm calling a high-flying game there. Plus, he's got Kamara. He's basically going Bucs on Thursday, and Hud's got to play against Kamara on Sunday.
All right,
so that's just scary. Bucs come out strong, Super Bowl champs.
Dallas has a bad
defense.
Secondary.
You Tom Brady... Man? Throws a billion yards and a billion touchdowns.
Sounds like you're taking Dan.
Yeah.
I'm taking Dan.
And the Bucs.
It's mostly because the Cowboys' defense is just not good.
And I'm going to say the Bucs score somewhere in the...
38?
45.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it. I think it'll be a high scoring. Well, the Bucs have good
like
defense.
30-something.
I think the Bucs will put up
be
points.
Less than that in the 30s.
After that, we've got a powerful matchup.
This is a good
here.
Matchup. This might be actually my matchup of the week, potentially.
3 a.m. DaVinci's versus the Super Stinkers. That's your number 3 and 5?
It's your number 4 versus your number 5. 4v5 in power rankings. They also picked 5 and 4. They swapped in the power rankings versus where they drafted from. And they're playing week 1.
We've got Steven opening up as a 0.8 point favorite with an over-under at 204.
I mean, that's going to be a hell of a game. It's going to be tough to pick a winner there.
We've got Herbert v. Rodgers, Dalvin v. Saquon, Daryl Henderson Jr. versus Raheem Mostert, Terry McLaurin versus CeeDee Lamb, T. Higgins versus Cortland Sutton, Gesicki versus Kittle, Melvin Gordon versus Marquise, Ravens D versus Bucks D, Carlson versus Blankenship. Those are pretty strong matchups going on.
It is a strong matchup. We got a lot of that's two good teams. I'm going to have to go with the Super Stinkers in
the
week
Super
one.
Stinkers in week one. I am going to go with 3 a.m. DaVinci's. I enjoyed it this weekend. I'd love to go with it again.
See, I'm hoping we're going to be with Stink this weekend. He's going to give us his good
That's
blessing.
True. He may get some 3 a.m. DaVinci's with us.
He will.
He'll house that thing.
Yeah, he'll destroy.
Will he destroy 3 a.m. DaVinci's
like
twice this
destroy,
weekend?
Yes. That is a question. Maybe 3 times.
Yeah, possibly 3. After that, we've got Team Starkville Hunt versus Chubb Daddy. Chubb Daddy's only a 2-point favorite here. Over under 208.
Chubb Daddy.
Didn't even have to think about it there. And I'm going to have to agree with you on that. I'm going Chubb Daddy as well. You don't think your brother's team has it in him to beat Chubb Daddy?
Think Matthew's scrambling to find a running back.
Your late night fantasy talks don't have you confident in your brother?
Matthew's scrambling to find a running back for week one. Who's he going to have in his backfield?
I don't know.
We know who Andy's got, and I'm going to pick Andy.
We know who Matt has in right now. It's my flex's backup, which is not a good sign. Next up, we've got Marvin's Monsters versus newcomer Jeffrey Knoxville's cock and balls Cochran. We've got Marvin as a 2.3-point favorite, and the over-under at 195.7.
This is going to be a good matchup as well.
Mahomes versus Joe Burrow. Najee Harris versus Miles Sanders. Fournette versus Javonte Williams. Davante Adams versus DJ Moore. Robert Woods versus Devontae Smith. Robert Tonyan versus Mark Andrews. Corey Davis versus David Johnson. 49ers defense versus Browns. And Matt Gay versus Brandon McManus.
So it's hard for me to go against my my own division. You know, in the long term,
you probably want Jeff to lose because he's in your division.
Yeah, but I'm cheering for my division. But I'm going to have to pick Marvin's Monsters. He's got Devontae and Robert Woods.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I think
Marvin's
Monsters has a great receiving core. I think that's going to lead him to the dub.
I do. This week. You know, long-term success, we'll see where they fall. But
And coming in our final game, we have bye week, who is your last place team in the power rankings, playing world champion Crimpy Tigers.
Woo!
Sitting right next to me.
And, woo, 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 woo!
And in this game, you are a plus 0.4 point underdog. And the over-under is the lowest of any game this week at 189.4. Who are you taking?
I mean, I'm taking myself. And
I know you say that.
Ain't no doubt about it.
And ain't no doubt about it, I'm taking Bennett. I think next week's power rankings might have a WC Crimpy Tigers in the 16th spot.
Oh, is that the case? After this week's dub, not only will I win, I will score the most points out of the entire league.
You believe so?
I know so. My boys have told me.
All right.
I will outscore everyone. Everyone will get 30 bombs. It will blow y'all all away.
This is a lot of confidence you've got in your team here.
It's almost motherfucking game day, baby.
Ooh. That's true.
My boys almost, have got it.
It's almost
Damian
it's
Harris
almost first game day.
I could not believe
the speed. Do you have too much? You have fantasy football hubris of your team. You're way too confident in them.
You know, I may have
to be holding the 14th spot. In
I may
the power
be flying range. High right now, but I'm not too close to the sun. In fact, I'm been flying over the sun. There's just no doubt about it.
You think so?
I know so.
All right, and let's go into before we close the show. I talk about our matchup of the week. Brought to you by Sam's Party Store. Our matchup of the week this week is 3 a.m. DeVinci's versus Super Stinkers, which is the numbers 4 and 5 teams on the power rankings. Should be a great matchup. I believe we both took different people here. Be exciting. We went over the team. So who do you see on Steven's team that makes you pick him? Why are you picking Steve?
Like I said, he's got some tough boys. He's got Aaron Rodgers. He's got Saquon, who will hopefully play.
Let's go through and
let's see if Saquon plays. But if Saquon is out.
He's questionable.
That's why I'm bringing.
See, I'm thinking your quarterback battle, Herbert versus Rodgers. I'm gonna give that to Steven.
Yeah, Rodgers, dude. Rodgers is.
Dalvin versus Saquon. I'm gonna give it to Dalvin. Darrell Henderson Jr. versus Raheem, I think, is a toss-up.
That's a Raheem matchup for me.
You think Raheem?
I don't think Darrell Henderson is.
Terry versus CD, I think that's Terry.
Yeah.
T. Higgins.
But not out of the water. I mean, I think CD versus, you know, opening NFL week game could get some looks from Dak for sure.
T. Higgins versus Courtland Sutton.
Toss up.
I'm gonna give that's a toss up. I might go Courtland Sutton. I mean, just based off preseason hype, but
yeah.
Gesicki versus Kittle, I'm gonna give Steven that's
clear
gonna be
Kittle. Kittle is a beast. That's the edge. That's where he really gets it.
Melvin Gordon versus Hollywood Brown. What are you thinking on that one? I mean, you picked Steven, you thinking Hollywood?
I'm thinking Melvin Gordon probably.
Sounds like you should have picked the other team.
Nah.
Ravens D versus Bucks D. I like the Ravens defense.
I mean, I've been saying this high-flying game.
I mean, the Bucks, The Bucks probably have a better defense, but they're playing the Cowboys, who have a great offense, and the Ravens are playing the Raiders, who I don't think they're going to put up as many points as the Cowboys. So I'm going to give that. That's why I gave that to Sue. And Daniel Carlson versus Rodrigo. I got to give that to Rodrigo.
No question. No conversation. Yeah, I'm all just right. going with Stank. I think he's going to win. I think his quarterback and tight end are
going to
be so much
better. He's got the 51%. Sue's got the 51% win probably.
He's got Dalvin.
He does have Dalvin. He slipped. But I let that happen. Let it be known. Alright, what? That's going to do it for our show today. Tune in next week for our first official week one show. Recap the games and give our predictions. You'll hear Papa's
giving
the fastest 2 minutes.
We got a great show.
All right.
Absolutely.
Catch you next time.